Alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam ala Rasulullah. Last night we completed the 26 juz, and in that is one of the surahs, is Surah Muhammad, which is a Madani surah. And at the end of the surah, there are a few ayat which I want to focus on, which basically address the ummah about specific things that we should be focusing on. So there is a lot of there are a lot of subjects to cover within those particular ayat. So firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَشَاقُوا الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى لَنْ يَضُرُوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Indeed, those people that disbelieve and they prevent people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they oppose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the guidance has been opened for them, لَنْ يَضُرُوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, they're only harming themselves. So the wording is very general. There's a ruling in the Quran, Al-Ibratu li'umumi al-laf, la li'khusus al-mawarid. What is taken into account is the generality of the words and not the reason why it was actually revealed. So any person who falls under this criteria, that he is first of all disbelieving, and then he is preventing people from Islam, he's taking them away from Islam, or he is basically opposing the Prophet ﷺ, he's opposing the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَنْ يَضُرُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. He is not harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. He is harming himself. وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eliminate their deeds. And this has two meanings. Firstly, that these people, because of the fact that they are in the state of disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to accept their a'mal. Their deeds have become nullified and voided, because for the deeds to be accepted, you have to have iman. Without faith, without iman, the deeds are nullified, they are void. Another meaning is, وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will nullify their deeds, that anything that they're doing to oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, those are going to go to waste. Because ultimately, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, it will be propagated. Islam will flourish. But these people's deeds and their efforts, they will go to waste, which we mentioned earlier. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. There are many people that disbelieve, and they spend their path that they spend to nullify Islam. They want to put Islam down. But what is going to happen? They're going to spend their money, and ultimately they're going to be at a loss, and they're going to be sorry for what they did. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Then they're going to be defeated themselves. So this is what it means. وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Their a'mal, their deeds that they're doing to oppose Islam, they will go to waste. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of Iman and tells them not to waste their own deeds. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O people of Iman, there are two conditions for your deeds to be accepted. First of all, ita'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, ita'a of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to have both of these things. And وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Don't put your deeds to waste. It can be connected with أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, that if you don't make ita'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and if you don't make ita'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your deeds will be wasted, because you're doing something which is out of your own pocket. You're doing things which is not proven by the Quran and the Sunnah. So you're wasting your time, and those deeds are not going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it can mean, again going back to the previous verse, that if you are a Muslim, then your deeds will be accepted. If you're not a Muslim, then your deeds will not be accepted. وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ مَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Indeed, those people that disbelieved and they prevented people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they died while they were in the state of kufr. So ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still, even if a person disbelieves, even if he is making his effort to push people away from Islam, he still has the opportunity to make tawbah until he dies. Because here Allah is telling us, ثُمَّ مَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. He has to die in the state of disbelief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him. If he spent his whole life in trying to take people away from Islam and propagate falsehood, but then ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayah and he got guided and he died in the state of Islam, then this doesn't apply to him. But otherwise, Allah says, indeed those people that disbelieved and they prevented from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they died while they were in the state of disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them. So to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to die in the state of iman. فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the ummah to stand firm and don't display weakness. Especially, you know, when we are seeing the situation nowadays, what's going on throughout the world against the Muslims, the difficulties that they are facing. Sometimes you have to stand up and be firm on your conviction and not display any type of weakness. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse. فَلَا تَهِنُوا. Don't be weak. وَلَا تَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ meaning لَا تَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ. Don't call towards a treaty. Meaning that if there is a situation that you have to fight for Islam, then don't automatically just push for a treaty. Don't push for a ceasefire that's going on nowadays. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. And you will be victorious. The main thing is conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be victorious. وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. And he will not deduct your a'mal. He will not reduce your a'mal. This word, لَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ, it has two meanings. One meaning is that when a person, his relative gets killed, then in Islam, the ruling is that the judge will make a judgment that the person who did the killing, the murder, he will be killed as revenge for the killing that he did because of the murder that he committed. So the person who does not get an opportunity to do that, his relative got killed, but he doesn't get an opportunity to avenge his death, that person is known as mawtur. So what Allah is saying is that you will not be cheated of your a'mal. You will get your a'mal completely. Whatever deed that you did, if it was according to the command of Allah, it was according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it had ikhlas and sincerity in it, and it was not riya'an wa sum'atan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reduce your wealth. You will not be cheated of your a'mal. You will not be cheated of your a'mal. You will get the full recompense. And the other meaning is from the word witr. In Allah witrun yuhibbul witr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone and he is an odd number, he is one and he loves the odd number. So this meaning is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave you alone without your a'mal. The deeds that you did, they will be accompanying you all the time in the hereafter. So you will not be left witr with your a'mal being removed from you. You will get your full a'mal with you in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive you of your a'mal, you will be with your a'mal. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Indeed, this worldly life, it is play and wasteful activity. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. And if you have iman and you have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give you your rewards and he does not ask you for your wealth. So iman, taqwa results in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding you. And on top of that, he is not asking you for your wealth. What does that mean? There are two meanings again. Firstly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our wealth. And from that wealth, he doesn't obligate upon us anything except 2.5% of zakat. Very minimal amount from the wealth that we have been given. And even that, if you have debts, you basically deduct those debts and On top of that, that saving has to be with you for a year and so on, hawlan wal hawl. And then only after that, the zakat is made obligatory upon you. And then on top of that, you can take that zakat and give it to your own relatives who are needy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not obligating something huge upon you that you have to give 10% or 20% of your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave you a minimal amount that you have to give after all these conditions have been met. So He's not asking you for something huge. So another meaning is that He's not asking you for your wealth. وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ He's not asking you for your wealth. Why? Because whatever He gave us, it's His anyway, right? He gave us our wealth. So if He asks for something in return, He's only asking for His own thing. Like a father who buys some candy for his kid, and he asks him for one candy out of the whole bag, the kid has a hard time giving it. Right? That's what we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our wealth, and He asks us for that one candy back, that 2.5%. But even that, we have a hard time giving it back. So the second meaning is, He's not asking you for your wealth, He's asking you for His own wealth back. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wealth. So that's the second meaning. Again, that ayah. Indeed, this worldly life, it is play and a wasteful thing. And if you have iman and if you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you your reward. And He does not ask you for your wealth. إِن يَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيُحْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجْ أَضْغَانَكُمْ If He asks you for all your wealth, what are you going to do? You'll be like that kid who takes that bag of candy and he doesn't want to give anything back. If He asks you for it, فَيُحْفِكُمْ means He encompasses all of it, all that wealth. He wants you to give all of it. Then what are you going to do? You're going to become stingy. And then on top of that, you're going to display malice. يُخْرِجْ أَضْغَانَكُمْ Why should I? Why should I give you that candy back? It's mine now. Okay, so this is what we do. But we do that despite the fact that it's only a minimal amount. So Allah is saying that if He asks you for all of it, then obviously that's going to happen. When He asks you for a minimal amount, 2.5%, and you have a hard time giving it, and then what do you think is going to happen when He asks you for all of it? Obviously, you're not going to give it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then finishes off the verse by saying, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَيْ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ Oh, you have been called to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many of you, you become stingy. You become stingy. So on many occasions we are asked for needs, for proposals, for projects, but people become stingy and they hold on to the wealth that they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ Whoever is stingy, he's basically being stingy with himself. Like we mentioned yesterday, right? The wealth that we send forward, it is ours and ours alone. It is becoming invested for us. So whoever becomes stingy in this world, he's not being stingy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for our wealth. He is just being stingy for himself, from investing for himself. So he is being stingy from himself. Whoever is stingy, فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ He is being stingy from himself. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ Allah is ghani. He is the carefree. He doesn't need anything from us. You are the ones that are needy. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ And you will be even more needier in the hereafter when we have any deficiency in deeds. We'll be looking for each and every hasanat to try to build up our account at that time. But that's the time when we will be truly needy. So we need to make sure that we are sending forward for ourselves. Then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ If you turn around and reject Islam, you reject the commands of Allah, you reject the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will change other people instead of you. He will bring other people that are basically better than you. And the Mufassirin have gone into many lengths to answer who these people are. Obviously, if you look at history, you will find that the flag of Islam was raised by many different people at different times. Okay, one time it was Arabs, and then it was Turks, and then people from the Far East and then the Indian subcontinent. And now we are looking at the Islam spreading from the West. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, displayed this rule again and again, that people, when they start neglecting Islam, you know, Allah has no need for you as a people and you as a nation and you individually and you as a culture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for that. He can replace you with a completely different group of people who will be raising the flag of Islam and become more responsible in this, in the fulfillment of the propagation of Islam. So first and foremost, we need to take this responsibility, understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for us as a specific nation or a specific group of people. So if you turn away, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with a people that are other than you. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ, then they will not be like you. Then they will not be like you, meaning they will not be neglectful. They will be more careful. They will take this responsibility seriously. And they will run with Islam and propagate it as it should be propagated. So this is really a stark warning for all of us that we need to take the responsibility seriously. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.
نعم صحيح. Quick question.